Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yes, sir.
Lakers and the Warriors, 46-41 LA with a lead, 6.5 to go in the second quarter. So far, the big debut for Russell Westbrook. 12 minutes, he is yet to score. 0-for-4 from the floor. He's got a rebound. He's got an assist. In the words of the recently retired Marv Albert, not exactly what the Lakers had in mind. Carmelo Anthony, 11 points off the bench, or 11 minutes off the bench. He's got 5 points and a couple of assists. So he's contributing already for the Lakers. But still, this is a game that, you know, look, the Warriors look like their version of the Warriors at the end of last year, where, boy, they're lucky if they, you know, win one out of every three games. And given the Lakers a tough time here early on, LeBron with 16, AD with 14 to lead the way for Los Angeles.
Yeah, no, I dig the early energy that you're seeing. Russell Westbrook, maybe he's tight, maybe he's just nervous playing in front of, okay, it's another opening night. And look, he looked over, he saw Lou Adler, and he said, oh, no! No, but it's, look, it's opening night. The shots will come. People, you know, it's like we were talking about last hour with tweeting about games in progress. Go, what's wrong? He looks, they look so out of, it's night one of 82, man.
Oh, already it's like, a failure. Already it's a grand failure.
Look how
on
crazy
Twitter
it
is.
There's
already.
No flow. Already. There's no continuity and consistency. Relax. Relax. It'll be okay. And Draymond Green has been active, right? He's. Exactly. And Andrew Wiggins has played 6 minutes, too. He's got 3 points. So, you know, you've got a little bit of balance, and everybody wants to watch Steph Curry go off. He's 2 of 8 to start. That's not good for business.
Yeah, you're going to have to make a big trade now. I mean, Twitter has spoken. We have to wait.
No, that's it. This isn't going to work.
It's a colossal failure. It's never going to work, and it's time to make a trade.
P.S., all jokes about the collective age of the Lakers – they've been done, guys. They've been done. They did. That was all off season. Come on, and find something else.
It's a big, colossal, epic fail. It's never going to work. Like really, because you look and say, "I want to let you know from the beginning, I was anti Russell Westbrook, dude." It's the game is literally 15. The season is 15 minutes old, and suddenly it's not working. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. I don't know what we were thinking. It's just never going to work. Just give it a little bit. But I mean, that's how early results oriented we are in the United States, where it's like if we don't see the immediate result right away, oh, this is a failure. This is an absolute failure, and I don't know what's going on. Why did I pay all this money? And I'm leaving this game early. I'm done. I'm walking away now. I'm finished with this because Russell Westbrook is never going to work.
Well, remember, the show is tonight, so if you want to do hot take nonsense, this is your chance to do it, to just say this is going to be a colossal failure. There's no playoff run. I mean, however bold you want to get here. Will they play more than 50 games together, the Lakers version of the Big Three? You can double down if you feel like it.
No. See, now that Big Three, I'm fairly confident, will play more than 50 games together. The Big Three, LeBron and AD and Russell, they will play more than 50 games together because they want to win a championship. All of them want to win. I look at the Nets and I go, how badly do those three want to win? I mean, really, how badly does Kyrie Irving want to win a championship? I don't even before all the anti-vax stuff, how badly does he want to win? Does KD really feel like he needs to win? I won too. I've done what I want to do. I mean, how badly? I don't know. I don't know how badly the Nets burn to win, because the Nets big three always seems to find a way to make things about stuff other than basketball. Whereas whenever it's LeBron and AD, it's always about basketball, right? You can say for LeBron James, okay, the tread on his tires is too much. You know, he can't dominate games like he used to. He needs to pick his spots. For AD, he doesn't keep his body in shape when it's on the floor. This is what happens, why he breaks down, why he gets injured. He needs to be able to do it. These are all basketball things. With the Nets, so much is knuckleheaded non-basketball stuff. So yeah, I'll take this big three with the Lakers over the big three of the Nets 6 days a week and twice on Sunday.
But for me, you know, for the Lakers, looking at Russell Westbrook, it's that appreciation that I think folks will have it on a different level. Our buddy Dan Wojcicki had an article about him today at Dan Wojcicki Sports in the LA Times, you know, talking about where he's at in his career, his history, all of those things, you know, getting you set for the season. But, you know, as you and I have been on the air together, you know, low these many years here on Fox Sports Radio, the one thing you can say about Westbrook is he's giving you an honest effort for 48 a night. Are the results always going to be there? No. The shot? No. The stats will pile up and box score watchers will get mad at him for those things. But I never question his heart or his willingness to put his body on the line to try to get the job done. And so when you add that to the mix, when we're talking about if you're just going to do in contrast to the Nets, can't, you know, don't question, you know, in between the lines, but some of the decision making to get there or not. Like that's, you know, for all the speculation and consternation of it all. Yeah, Lakers might get hurt, but they actually seem to want to play basketball with each other fully.
So that's where things sit right now. Westbrook with his first hoop as a Laker. Make it a 48-43 lead. Lakers have it now with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. The thing that is interesting, I will say this about this game, and there's one thing that's kind of interesting, and who knows how this is going to wind up being divvied up, if this is an early season thing. Russell Westbrook does not have the ball in his hands nearly as much as you expected. There's times when I see the Lakers three times in a row, someone else has brought the ball up the court and it's not Russell Westbrook. And somebody else needs playing off the ball a little bit more. Now, could this be, we want to give a different look. We don't want to wear him out early in the game where he's bringing the ball up all the time because it's night one. But it is weird to see here's a bunch of possessions in a row and Russell Westbrook doesn't have the ball and he's in the corner going, this is not what I do. I don't stand in the corner waiting for the ball. I'm usually the guy with the ball telling people to go in the corner. I'll either take a shot or get it to you or not. So that is the weird part right now, seeing him not handle the ball nearly as much as you're used to.
Yeah, I think it's the ebb and flow, right? Because you coming in, you know the conversation was had before anything was finished and arriving to the squad, just the way LeBron has run historically. And you just look at trying to pace yourself, right? Long season, marathon, not a sprint, 82 plus. God knows how long the playoffs will run once again, because they are like a 4-month playoff when it's all said and done. But it's just the getting used to, and as we're talking, he brings the ball up and tries to distribute and open jump shooters and everything, which will happen as the defense collapses. But, flash different looks. And this is one of those games you experiment with. I think because you feel pretty good over a full 48, you'll find some separation from the Warriors. Now, I may eat my words and have to do what everybody did with the Dodgers and so many other stories and say, oh, look at those Warriors. They're scrappy. No, I don't anticipate that for a full 48. So, yes, show some different looks and work forward.
You mean I don't bring the ball up? No, you set up in the corner. The hell am I setting up in the corner for? I haven't done that in 12 years. What the hell kind of team is this? What's going on here?
I do want to point out something very important to you, though.
Yeah.
Tweeted out at Lakers 1 minute ago, quote, "Welcome back, Jack. It wasn't the same without you."
Oh.
Back in his seats.
Yep.
The legend, Jack Nicholson, has returned.
So we'll have more on this game throughout the night. 50-49, Lakers with the lead, still 2.5 to go before halftime. Meanwhile, elsewhere in Los Angeles, this game's got a lot to go to live up to what we saw earlier today, drama at Chavez Ravine. The Dodgers come from behind to stun the Braves 6-5, take game 3 of the NLCS. They're throwing out Julio Urias tomorrow. The Braves are up in the air. Maybe Glavin will pitch, maybe Smoltz, maybe Steve Avery. But the Braves, they had to think in the 8th inning, we are going to the World Series, right? It was 5-2. The Dodger bats had been silent since the first inning, since Corey Seager's home run. And then the lightning strike of Cody Bellinger's 3-run homer and Mookie Betts' RBI double, bringing in the game-winning run. The one thing I will say, because we talked about the Dodgers last night and how they fall short because they have this one level of excellence, and that is in whether it's game one of the regular season, game 50, or the NLCS, they don't have that next level. The one thing the Dodgers have that I have not seen a team have that could sustain it in a long time is the late-inning confidence that they have, that it doesn't matter if we're down 3 in the 8th, we still think we can win this game, right? I mean, the Dodgers the last few years have been dotted with crazy walk-offs, 3-0 in the 9th, doesn't
every night.
Matter. Yeah, here comes Will Smith hits a 2-run homer, and then Seager hits a bomb, and then there's a couple of things happening, and suddenly, how did the Dodgers win this 4-3? That confidence they have, I can't tell you what that means to serve you in the late innings of a playoff game where clearly in the bottom of the 8th inning, when you're talking about we've gone 7 innings without scoring, hey, it's easy to go down 1-2-3, and hey, we don't know what's happening. We're going through the motions. But the confidence they have, and really, Jock Peterson, I remember telling me that when I interviewed him once on 570, AM 570 here in LA a few years ago, saying, yeah, we could see it. You know, now he's playing for the Braves, obviously. But he goes, yeah, we can see it in the late innings, that there's not the late inning confidence that other teams normally have when their closer comes out in the ninth or their best setup guy is on the mound in the eighth. You know, they don't have that. And a couple of plays go or a walk happens and suddenly you can see their body language start to shift. And their pitchers try to get a little bit too cute, and we know that we have a big advantage. And I remember him telling me that, going, yeah, that's something we can see in the eighth and ninth inning of games, and that's something the Dodgers still have, is that belief, and that's why they were able to – that served them so great today here in the eighth, where, bang, like I said, it was like a lightning strike for him.
21-4 against the Braves their last 25 games at Dodger Stadium. Sounds a lot like Aaron Rodgers and the Bears, doesn't it?
Oh, buddy, I'm sorry about that, buddy.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm so sorry, buddy. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Hey, are you finding it harder to perform at your best as you age? Fight back with M-Drive, the daily supplement for driven men who refuse to let age beat them. M-Drive supports healthy testosterone levels and boosts energy to help you regain your edge. Visit mdriveformen.com. That's mdriveformen.com for 20% off your first order with promo code Smith. S-M-I-T-H. That's my last name, and that's your promo code. Free shipping and a 60-day guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdriveformen.com. That's mdriveformen.com. 20% off your first order. Promo code Smith. S-M-I-T-H. My last name, Smith. Free shipping and a 60-day guarantee. Coming up next, as we mentioned last hour, an absolute rock and roll legend joins the show. Someone we're going to get to talk NFL with, rock and roll, and all kinds of great stuff. You want to listen. The legend is next, right here on Fox.
Hello, everyone.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Right now, Houston and Boston tied 2-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Oh boy, things are getting interesting. Lakers at halftime with the lead over the Golden State Warriors, 48-43. We'll have more on these games in a bit, but maybe this is giving you a clue. We've talked about it the last hour. Rock and roll icon. Second visit to the show that he's had with us. We'll bring up the first visit in a couple of minutes, but joining us now on the hotline, the man is extremely busy. The first 21. Brand new book out about the first 21 years of his rock and roll life. The new hit 6 a.m. album coming out, and also the new starting quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks. It is Nikki Six joining us now on the hotline. Nikki, what's happening, man?
I like that last part. How's things going, man? Thanks for having me on.
Dude, things are great. Look, you're doing better than me because I'm a Jets fan. At least you've won a couple of games, so I'm in a little more trouble than you are.
Are you talking about over the last decade or this season?
It's a long story, Nikki. He's got a Super Bowl back when he was born.
Listen, I was a Minnesota Vikings fan as a young boy. My mom was friends with Carl Eller and Alan Page. So, like, those guys were monsters. They would carry me around on their shoulders. And, you know, they were the guys that was like my – that was my team because, like, I could see these huge monsters, and that, you know, the purple people eaters were animals, destroyed everybody, and influenced me even to the play. I play rock and roll, and the stripes under my eyes. So I was a Minnesota Vikings fan for a long time, and I would take a beating from my band. Like, we'd go to Minnesota, and I'd like always get a Vikings jersey and like maybe wear it for the encore. And one day, somebody goes to me, "Man, why are you a Vikings fan? Like, we're from, like, Minnesota, and we're not even Vikings fans." I was like, oh, man.
Well, you got Alan Page, who goes on to become a judge. I mean, part of the book, you're talking about some of the trouble you got in as a youth. I mean, what would the honorable Alan Page think about all that, Nikki?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if he's like, okay, next up, Nikki Six. Wait, I know you. Yeah, man, life's a trip. But, I love football. And it's funny, like, throughout the years, no one's ever connected those two black stripes that I wear under my eyes as to football. And that was, like, football was so important to me, especially when I was, like, a young kid in junior high and stuff and playing football. And we talk a lot about that in the book. But, it's interesting, right? No one's ever connected that. They're always like, that's like, part of his look. And I was like, I guess it is, you know?
Yeah, I just thought that, like, hey, that's rock and roll, right? But you were doing that because of football.
I was doing it because of football. I love football. And we were playing the we just had Too Fast for Love released on our own record label. We were playing, I think it was New Year's Eve at the Santa Monica Civic. My favorite band of all time is Aerosmith. Joe Perry at the time is not in Aerosmith. And he somehow we knew somebody that knew him, and he's backstage. And I'm, like, getting ready to go on stage, and our band is, like, blowing up in L.A. Still don't have a record deal, but we didn't care. It was like we were doing 2,000, 3,000 seats, tickets a night. And I remember I put those stripes under my eyes just like randomly. They were like 5 minutes to show, and I just put them on. And I looked in the mirror, and I was like, well, that looks cool. And I turned around, and Joe Perry just goes, that's cool. And I was like, well, that's it.
Never change it after that, right? That becomes the,
no
the
way.
Lucky charm. Absolutely. Wow. That and it, people are fearful that you're going to be a linebacker and run through them. So that helps, too.
Well, you know, I'm pretty big, and but I was a defensive tackle. I love that position.
Yeah, you know, you talk a lot in the book about how much you like contact and fighting and everything, and I'm saying to myself, boy, if Joe Perry had said that didn't look cool, maybe you've been in the NFL for a long time, and now you're writing a book about your NFL career.
My body would be in the same damaged state. Literally, both rotators. You know, people are like, "So what? You know, what happened?" And I'm like, "You know, I tore my rotators off." And like, "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Like, how did that happen?" I go, "Breaking guitars." They go, "Oh, that's cool then." So like, you know, I've had blown out knees, shoulders, the whole thing, you know. Heavy metal and hard rock is a contact sport. It's how you do it. Then we had alternative, and they stared at their shoes. Those guys will be playing forever. Like they might have like maybe a back problem from hunching forward being bored.
Yeah, I know. And you talked about how, you know, you got to get ready and in shape for the next tour and everything and get ready because you got a big one coming. And like, what is, like, I know I'm saying to myself, what does a rock and roll getting in shape workout look like? Because I know what it is in my mind, but I'm sure it's a lot different than what you actually have to do to get in shape to go on tour.
Yeah, and that's like why I wrote that first chapter in the book before we flash back to like when, you know, like my early years, is because I wanted people to kind of understand that, that whatever you do, you have to apply yourself 100% to it. And at this point, I've been in the game for 40 years. I got young guys breathing down my neck that want to take my crown. I got my peers that I'm in direct competition with. In some cases, like with Def Leppard, like we support each other. We're doing a stadium tour together. But like when it gets down to the nitty gritty, like we both want to come out victorious. And what happens is the fans win out. Well, if I win out, if I don't get myself in shape, if I don't have my cardio up, I don't have my diet in place, so I don't train for what I have to do on stage for 90 minutes, I'm gonna peter out halfway through, and the guy who, you know, bought front row tickets, like, you know, it's like, that used to be my band, man, they let me down. So I feel responsible to the fans in that case, and it pushes me, you know, to every year have to work harder, because the older I get, the harder it is, the more I have to put into it. And I want to stay in the game, you know. I want to be on stage and be having a good time, not like looking for oxygen.
Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on the hotline with us. Nikki Sixx, 6 a.m., The Hits comes out October 22nd, and he's got his new memoir, The First 21, How I Became Nikki Sixx. Last time I saw you, Nikki, you were a part of an all-star festival doing AC/DC songs with Dean Del Rey and Steve Gorman and everything. And so it was good to see you again. We remember you from the hallways and all of the crazy stories that we'd have from people walking the hall. Our building there in Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, that was great, man. I love that. I had that radio show for 8 years, and it was a blast. And I would see, like, you know, all these, you know, sports guys like walking by, and I'm like, how do I get that guy? And I remember one time I saw Terry Bradshaw like saunter out of your studio, and I was like, I'll be right back. I'm just going to get some coffee. And I like beelined it. And I almost got him in my studio too. I think if you point Terry in the right direction, he might just go there.
Wander in, sure.
Wander in. What a great guy.
If I could circle back, you know, talking about getting in shape, is that one of the biggest pieces of advice you'd give your under 21 self in terms of physical fitness, you know, and making sure that you're taking care of that when you're touring?
Yeah, I mean, I think that when you're 21, like a bottle of Jack Daniels is like equal to like, you know, an hour on a elliptical. But it's a little different kind of fuel back then.
Yeah. Now, I got to be honest with you, because when you had the radio show here, we get to see you. When you stopped doing the show, your throne was still in the studio for a long time. And I love that throne. And I got to say, I did find a way to get a picture of me sitting in it. But I also tried to find a way to get it so I could keep
it. I was fighting it for that. Yeah.
I said, if he doesn't come back for this thing, what's the statute on this? A month? 2 months? Can I have a truck come and take? And I want Nikki Sixx's throne in my house. But I could never figure it out. And so I don't know what happened to it. Did you get it? Did you have the throne?
Scott Bruschetta, a friend of mine from Big Machine Label Group in Nashville, like loved those things. And he said, man, I want those. I go, if you can figure out how to get them out of the door. Yeah, I mean, because those things barely fit in. They were huge.
Right.
And so now they're living in Nashville in his man cave. Yeah, they're in a good place there. But we all had a lot of fun with them. That was one of my favorite things. I'd like go meet whoever it would be, Ozzy, Courtney Love, you know, any of the different musicians. We'd walk down the hallway, walk past you guys, and then I would sit down in the throne, and they would sit in one throne, and we would talk for like 30 minutes, so they would just be relaxed. And then I'd say, hey, why don't you just like go on the mic? And then that's how I got people to really open up. And the throne and the whole environment of that studio was to make it feel more like home or like a rock and roll den or something. It really did help. Maybe you guys could have used it with some of the athletes that wouldn't open up.
Oh no, there's certainly some that, you know, 4 or 5 word answers. Yep. Nope. All right. Yeah, moving on.
I interviewed this young band doesn't even matter. I can't tell you the name. But I was like, so blah, 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 blah. Guy goes, yeah. And I was like, okay, so your record went number one. Yeah. I was like, I'm like tapping my producer going, end the interview, end the interview.
Hey, let's play one of your songs. And now you know, the interview is now 6 minutes and 32 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Nikki Sixx, our guest here, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Now your book, The First 21, one of the stories I love the most that you have in it is how you came up with your name. And that there's a guy out there who was like, oh, wait a minute, because you kind of took Nikki Sixx from – now, it went through some iterations, right? You were Nikki London, then you were Nikki 9, and now you're
–
How did that all happen that you got to Nikki Sixx?
Well, I was in this band that was, like, really starting to blow up in Los Angeles called London. And I was Nikki London of London. And I remember having this conversation with Lizzie Gray, the guitar player, and the drummer, Dane Rage. And I said, you know, unless you guys all want to be London, like Lizzie London, Dane like the Ramones, then I need to change my name, because I didn't want it to be like, I'm a team player. And I probably get that from playing football. Like, I have my position on the team. I'm the bass player. I'm a songwriter. I'm the lyricist. I have a position. It's not my band. So I was looking for another name. I really liked Nikki 9, and I really liked punk rock, and I thought it sounded kind of, you know, cool. And I started dating this girl who had gone out with this guy from another band in Orange County named Nikki Sixx. I remember going through her scrapbook, and she came home from work. Of course, I didn't work. She came home from work, you know, another starving musician. And I said, hey, I'm going to be Nikki Sixx now. And she goes, you can't be that. That's somebody else's name. And then I kind of made the joke of, well, I can steal his girlfriend. I can steal his name. And, you know, I thought it was funny. And then it actually, like, became true, you know.
So she's walking around going, I dated two guys named Nikki Sixx.
Oh, wow. I never even thought of that. That's really dark.
What are the odds? I mean, Jason's got the surname of Smith. That could certainly happen.
Yeah, but I mean,
you know, six. Come on.
The first one spelled it with a Y. The second one had two X's, and the first one had one X. It was all like, I mean, that's an insane story.
I enjoyed this book because I wanted to show people stuff like that, and also digging into old family photos and stuff and finding stuff that, you know, in a lot of cases, people are just like, their books or their story is like that, you know, they started out and they played guitar a little bit. Now they're like doing 20 nights at the Madison Square Garden, and or they're like the MVP player, you know, every single game for the whole season or whatever the ridiculous idea is. But I wanted to show the work that is involved in being an artist and being a band, and the kind of authors that I read, the kind of lyricists that inspired me, the type of music that I took little pieces of each one. I took pieces of Queen and T-Rex, but also Black Sabbath, but also the Sex Pistols and Cheap Trick. And you kind of see like the recipe for success through this work ethic that I learned working on the farm as a kid and watching my grandmother and grandfather raised me. And he got up every day at 5 o'clock, made a pot of coffee, put it in the thermos, drove to work in his pickup truck, and came home at like 8 or 9 o'clock at night, probably just ridiculously tired, never complained. And what I learned young was work hard, never complain. So whether I was playing sports or playing heavy metal, that's like how I like apply myself. And it's kind of in like going back and looking at my younger years that I saw that those things, I learned them very early, not in a for musical reasons, but just for like, that's how you do your life. And if you want to be successful, that's how you have to apply yourself in anything.
So let me ask that. So you come to Los Angeles, you got a guitar, cassettes, your clothes, and now you're going through the jobs and just trying to, you know, keep the lights on and a roof over your head. Worst job that maybe inspired some lyrics for you?
Oh, God, worst job inspired lyrics. I think they all inspired some kind of angst for sure. But we had this, me and Lizzie and Dane, we were in this band London, had answered an ad in the Recycler magazine. And it was basically, it was a place on Sunset Boulevard, and we were all in these cubicles, and you would cold call businesses, and you would sell them fluorescent lights. Right. And it was like a cold call. And if you could get one, like you could maybe eat that week. So, you know, get one order. One day my guitar player goes, why are we working for these guys? Why don't we start our own company? So we literally started our own company, General Electric Lighting. We had a logo made. We had a bank account, and we got some old shoddy used fluorescent tubes. And we started making cold calls. And what we did was we'd go out and take the old fluorescent tubes, put them up in the grocery store, take their used ones down, put them back in a box, and then resell them to somebody else.
Under the name of General Electric. I love it.
General Electric Lighting. There was a slight difference there, you know. I mean, you know, now we'd probably go to jail. But, you know, back then... But, you know, the thing was, like, we did a lot of, like, that kind of dumb stuff, but it was all for the reason of paying for rehearsal, getting posters to promote ourselves, being able to get a bigger drum riser than anybody else on the strip, getting stage clothes, gas to get to the gig, how to eat, you know. So we were hustling and working really hard, and I think you find that in... whether it's athletes or musicians or actors, it's the ones that work harder than anybody else and are willing to do any type of job to get to their dream that are gonna be the most successful in their field.
He's on Twitter, at Nikki Six. That is at Nikki Six. The first 21 is here. The journey of the first 21 years of his life, available as a hardback, ebook, audiobook, available at your local or digital retailer. Also, the hits coming out as well. And don't forget, hey, the big tour you have coming up. I just want to say this. I have this one bit of advice for your tour coming up. Bumpers around the stage. I think bumpers around the stage you need so everybody can stay on the stage, okay? I think you need that.
Well, you know, I called Vince up after I saw he fell off the stage, and we laughed about how many times we've both fallen off the stage, and sometimes at the same time. So I think the bumper idea is pretty good.
Nikki, as always, buddy, we love talking to you, man. Enjoy. We'll talk to you soon. Have fun. Thank you so much. We'll see you on tour.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Nikki.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, that was incredible.
That was awesome.
You talk about a rock and roll guy bringing his A game. That was some kind of stuff. General Electric. I can't get over
General
that.
Electric lighting. We recycled the light bulbs. Holy crap. It's like we could have done another 3 hours of this. Like I wrote down like 10 other questions. All right, let's see where he wants to go with this. So much fun. So much fun to catch up.
You know, we'd probably go to jail. No, you still could go to jail now.
Statute of limitations is up on those.
General Electric Light.
I love that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Thanks so much to Nikki Six for stopping by a few minutes ago talking about his new book, The First 21.
That was
some
awesome.
Incredible stories, not just rock and roll, but life stories. I just went out and told my wife and my father-in-law the story about the General Electric light bulb.
That's so
my
good.
Wife said, "Oh my God, he could go to prison." I go, "That's exactly what he said."
Yeah, I mean, I suppose if something happened and, say, an electrical issue transpired and God forbid, there were any kind of injuries or worse, then I suppose...
Wow. That's like a Simpsons thing. General Electric light bulb, Homer Simpson speaking.
So good. I said, and I know you had a bunch too, so many other questions to where you could do such a long form interview. So much fun and different and going outside in it. Appreciate everybody that has tweeted in at Swollen Dome, at How About a Fresca, at Fox Sports Radio, and of course at Nikki Six. We appreciate you listening to that. If you happen to catch it, or a couple minutes of it, it'll be in the podcast. You'll hear it again. Just so much fun, and really opens up a whole other level of our fandom beyond, you know, the teams that we live and die with.
So again, we're going to replay that later on in the show, but you can also get it off the Best of Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Really a great interview. Nikki Six, not many guys in rock and roll can talk like he can. Now, we'll get back into the NBA coming up in about 10 minutes. We got more on the Ben Simmons situation. The Lakers are up over the Warriors right now in the third quarter. But this is what really shocked me today. Cody Bellinger hits the big home run for the Dodgers in the eighth inning, part of a four-run eighth. Mookie Betts with the game-winning hit, and the Dodgers turn a 5-2 deficit into a 6-5 win, and now the NLCS is still a series. What surprised me the most about this, I mean, look, Bellinger, I mean, how can you not be romantic about baseball, right? I mean, the guy's been terrible all year. He hits the big home run. He's had three big hits this postseason. But this is a Dodger team, we talked about it, that specializes in late inning heroics. How many times have we seen it in the eighth and ninth inning? They come up with big hits and big runs. And today, even though it was a day game, 51,000 people at the game, many fans had already left. And we're seeing a lot of stories people are talking about on social media. And I'm saying to myself, how can you leave this game? How can you? You're there for the game, right? I mean, really, it's 5:30 in the afternoon. And yeah, I get it. Oh, I want to go home. Oh, I'm depressed. It's like, I feel like anybody who does that is like, I'll show the Dodgers. I spent all this money on a ticket and they're going to lose. I'll show them. I won't stay till the end, which doesn't make sense, but it makes sense in your head. Oh, I want to be able to get home. You're at the game. And there are lots of empty seats there at the end for by the time you got to the eighth inning. And I get that you've seen six innings with no runs, but I mean, you know, this is a team that hits late in games and you're here at the game anyway. I'll never understand having to leave early a game, especially like this. I get regular season. If the game is in the 14th inning and you're with your kid who is sleeping and has to go to school in the morning. All right. I get, you know, I can't stay anymore, but you're talking about 5:30 in the afternoon. I mean, what a horrible look for LA sports fans. I mean, that's all it's going to be tomorrow is that Los Angeles doesn't deserve these teams because look, they leave games early. And what am I going to say? Yeah, they leave games early when clearly it's still up in the air and we've seen this Dodger team win games like this. It's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing.
Well, first, you know, you're spoiled in that it wasn't sold out. And I know it's a 2 p.m. game, but it's one of those you got a, what is it, 30 million people in your metropolitan area if you really extend the borders of that. So, and tickets, I get it, it's a little pricey, but, you know, are we spoiled with the ALCS? And, or I should say NLCS is not enough. Sorry, I'm watching Houston start to really open this thing up, and so now I'm conflating it. But you have the opportunity, but leaving early, I try not to do that for any event, and, you know, you paid for the experience, you've committed to that experience, and you go down to the bitter end. And that's it. If it's bad and it ends badly. And I get it. Dodger Stadium's a pain in the ass to get out of. We all know this. Everybody knows this. But you know what? Make a friend. Make a friend. Go and cook another hot dog while you wait for things to clear up a little bit. Hang out. Buy the T-shirt or the bacon-wrapped hot dog that the person's bringing by on the cart, really trying to sell their wares. And just enjoy the experience. Because, you know, you had a great day.
I really can't defend that. I really can't defend leaving. I really can't. Oh, I'll get even with them. They've been sucking for six innings. I'll leave. Ah, yeah, you're getting even in your mind. Yeah, you know, I really. We get back to the biggest story of the day in the NBA coming up next. Keep it right here. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon. This is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.